Here we go again. Mike and Kim along with you for the good stuff. Going to share some good things for you to maybe help brighten your day just a little bit. Kim, what are you starting with?
Well, I'm going to get started with something from Mother Teresa.
Oh.
And then I also have a little personal story that I'm going to share that I think is quite humorous.
Okay.
But before I dig into all of that, let's talk about longtime advertiser Tri-State Livestock News. They're a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com to subscribe. Get yours weekly copy coming to your home. And it's what ranchers read.
There's no place to better hang your hat than in Cherry County, right here in north central Nebraska. And it could be under our riveting starry night skies or on the soft pillows of one of our award-winning hotels. Over 300 rooms, several Airbnbs, numerous camp spots as well. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com when you're planning your next trip to the Heart City area.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this is Mother Teresa, everybody, and I just thought this was very special. People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Mother Teresa, pretty good.
Yeah, that's
pretty
good.
She hit it right on the head, didn't she?
I don't think I can top that today. Although, yeah. I can try.
Oh, well, there you go.
I replaced my litter box with a FedEx box. Now, when it's full, I just tape it shut, put it on my porch for someone to steal. How's that?
That is hilarious.
Okay.
Okay, now, I'm not purposely picking on the younger generations, okay? I just want to be totally clear. But we did have son of some friends of ours who one day he came into his wife and he goes, oh, would you put down, I can't brush my teeth today. Would you, I need to get a new toothbrush, an electric toothbrush. And she goes, well, okay, I can get one for you. But what do you mean? And he goes, well, the battery's died, so I can't use it.
It's not non-functioning.
Non-functioning. Okay, now let's think about that a moment, folks. Remember in the old days when we just moved that toothbrush by ourselves?
Had to use your own power?
Oh, and he was so genuine about it. He just thought, I can't use it. The battery's dead.
Well, a sign of the times, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Funny story.
So, two little boys were at a wedding when one of them leaned over to the other and asked, how many wives can you have? His friend answered, 16, I think. Four better, four worse, four richer, four poorer.
Oh, that's cute. That is cute. How about if we play more with words?
All right.
Wordplay is always fun. A boiled egg is hard to beat.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You can slice it, you can dice it, you can smash it, but beating it's not going to work.
Nope. When you've seen one shopping center, you've seen a mall.
A mall. A big mall.
A big
you ever
mall.
Been to Mall of America?
Yes, I have.
I have not.
Yeah, I have. I should have taken you when I
probably,
went.
Probably changed since you've been there.
Yeah, it could have.
Okay.
Yeah, indeed. Although I don't think it's been more than 20 years since I was there, so maybe not.
Probably the same, I'm sure.
Police were called to a daycare where a three-year-old was resisting a rest.
Oh.
A rest.
Okay. Well, yep. Same principle on that,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And it's all great fun with words. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
Absolutely. All right. So then let's throw some of these in as well. Money can't buy happiness, but it sure makes misery easier to live with.
I've heard something like that before.
Yeah. If flying is so safe, why do they call the airport terminals?
That's true.
I don't approve of political jokes. I've seen too many of them get elected.
Boy, we're going to come up on an election season here in the next few months, aren't we?
That's right. That's right. The most precious thing we have is life, yet it has absolutely no trade-in value.
Yeah, no. Once all you get.
Yep. If life deals you lemons, make lemonade. If it deals you tomatoes, make Bloody Marys. But if it deals you a truckload of hand grenades, now that's a message.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be. If you have something to share with us and our audience, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Mike and Kim Burge here with you. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.